This is the podcast for the Using Symbols and Abbreviations page of eapfoundation.com, the website for all your academic English needs. One of the most difficult aspects of taking notes during lectures is that you cannot both listen and write at the same time. When you stop to write down an idea, you might miss something else which is important. This means you need to find a way to write down the main ideas as quickly as you can, so that you can maximize the amount of time you spend listening. This is where symbols and abbreviations can help. In this podcast, you can find out about ways to abbreviate or shorten any word, some common abbreviations and symbols, and ideas to make your own personal abbreviations and symbols. So let's begin by looking at ways to abbreviate words. Almost any word can be shortened during note-taking. The following are some ideas about how to do this. The first is to use the beginnings of words. For example, politics can be shortened to pol, P-O-L. Government can be shortened to gov, G-O-V. Subject can be shortened to S-U-B-J. Information can be shortened to info, I-N-F-O. And introduction can be shortened to intro, I-N-T-R-O. A second way to abbreviate words is to use the beginnings of the words with the final letter. When doing this, some people prefer to add an apostrophe before the final letter and others don't. So, for example, government could be spelt G-O-V-T or G-O-V apostrophe T. International would be I-N-T-E-R-L or I-N-T-E-R apostrophe L. A third way to abbreviate words is to omit vowels. Sometimes you might have to write out the whole word, but if you leave out the vowels, it might still be possible to understand the word. For example, problem could be abbreviated PRBLM, school can be abbreviated SCHL, and background could be abbreviated BKGD. A fourth way to abbreviate words is to abbreviate ING. The ending ING is very common, so you should find a way to abbreviate it. For example, the word checking could be abbreviated as CKG or CKNG or CK apostrophe G. The fifth and final idea is to try to abbreviate specific words from the lecture. If there are words which are commonly used in a particular lecture you are listening to, you should try to abbreviate them. For example, in a lecture about acid rain, the speaker might frequently talk about sulfur, nitrogen, pollution, and factories. The following abbreviations could be used. AR could be for acid rain, the lecture topic. S is sulfur. N is nitrogen. POL would be pollution. FACS would be factories. Next, let's look at some common symbols and abbreviations. So there are many common abbreviations and symbols which you can use for note-taking. You probably already know many of these, especially the mathematical symbols, but perhaps had not thought about using them before. Try to learn some of these and start using them when you take notes. The website has a complete list of symbols and abbreviations, but in this podcast I'll just give you a few examples. Beginning with symbols. An arrow pointing right means leads to, or causes, in other words, showing result. An arrow pointing left means caused by, or because of, in other words, showing reason. An arrow pointing upwards means increase, or more, or go up, or up. And an arrow pointing down means decrease, or less, or go down, or down. The equal symbol, in addition to meaning equal to, can also be used for is, or are. And the equal symbol with a line through it, as well as meaning not equal to, can also mean is not, or are not, or is the opposite of. The greater than symbol obviously means greater than, and if you have two greater than symbols together, this can mean much greater than. The dollar symbol can mean money. And the at symbol used in email addresses is short for the word at. And looking at abbreviations, E.g. means, for example, I.E. means that is, E.T.C. means etc., and so on. Those three are all Latin abbreviations. The letter C means century. Approx is short for approximately. Diff, D-I-F-F, could be difference or different or difficult or difficulty, depending on the context. IMP is short for important or importance. Lang, L-A-N-G, is short for language. Max is maximum, min is minimum. 1ST means first, and 2ND, 3RD, 4TH, and so on can also be used. There are many abbreviations for countries, for example, UK, US, or AUS for Australia, or EUR for Europe. Q means question, A means answer. NO, with a dot after it, is short for number, which actually comes from the French. POSS means possible or possibly. PROB could be problem, or probable, or probably. Students could be abbreviated STS. V is short for very. W is short for with. W/O is short for without. Finally, let's consider personal symbols and abbreviations. You should also try to develop your own list of personal abbreviations and symbols, which might use different rules from the ones above. Some might be suggested to you from your own language. One I particularly like is the Chinese character ren for people, which is just two lines, and it's much quicker to write than any English abbreviation or symbol for this word. I also use DGL for the same or similarly. This is a German abbreviation, short for der gleich, which I learnt at university when studying mathematics. That's the end of this podcast. For more information, visit www.eapfoundation.com.